Welcome to part two of this AAT podcast on filing employer annual PAYE returns. In the first part, we looked at why, when, and what pays you in returns must be filed with HMRC. And I talked about the penalties that HMRC will charge for getting it wrong or for being late in filing the returns. I mentioned that HMRC will charge penalties if we file a paper return instead of filing online. Last year, 2009-10, was the first year that all employers of whatever size were required to file their PAYE returns online. So perhaps this year will be easier, at least for most people that have had to undertake this task previously. I'm sure that some AAT members will be doing it for the first time, but even those of you doing it yet again, the problem with annual return filing is that we only do it once a year, and it rarely becomes a familiar task for most people. So where shall I begin? The pay-as-you-earn regulations require that all employers, with very few exceptions, must now submit their 2010-11 employer PAYE annual returns online. There are very few exceptions. The returns we have to submit online are the P35 employer annual return and the P14s, the summary. It is optional to submit the P38A employer supplementary PAYE return online, but I would favour doing this anyway. The exceptions to online filing are as follows. Firstly, domestic employers who use the simplified PAYE and NIC's deduction scheme. This involves using the simplified P12 deduction card and the P37 return. And these employers do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn returns online. However, the exception does not apply if the domestic employer has previously received any of the online incentive payments that were paid to small employers. Employers who are practicing members of a religious society or order whose beliefs are incompatible with the use of electronic communications do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn returns online. Carer and support employers who employ someone to provide domestic or personal services at or from the employer's home do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn returns online. To qualify as a care and support employer, those services must be provided to the employer or a member of the employer's family. The recipient of those services must have a physical or mental disability or be elderly or infirm. The employer must not have received a tax-free incentive payment in respect of the preceding last three tax years, and it must be the employer who sends the return to HMRC and not some other person on the employer's behalf, such as an agent or a payroll bureau. Finally, limited companies that file a return solely to submit an entry in Box 28 of the P35 Employer Annual Return, the entry for CIS deductions suffered, also have to file a paper return because those returns cannot be filed online. There is no specific claim form to request paper filing, and HMRC guidance tells us that employers who are practicing members of a religious society or carer and support employers should send a written claim to their HMRC office giving full details. My advice is that this should be done sooner rather than later to ensure that the paper returns are received in good time to be able to submit the returns within the statutory deadline of the 19th of May 2011.